Welcome back to our Budweiser pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, you're coming off of a third of your season already in the books, and it has been a grind. What's the mood of your team on the ice, in the locker room, around the locker room, in the halls?
Yeah, really good, Kelly. Just really really positive. I just walked by the weight room where they're doing their pregame, and just a lot of energy. So it's been good. You know, we've talked an awful lot about it. We knew that this section of the schedule was going to be particularly a real challenge, and it has been. But group's been great. The attitude's been great. They work hard, so we're ready for today.
Well, you got back to more of a regular schedule this week with a Friday-Saturday series. What was this week of practice like for your team?
Really good. You know, we came out Monday. It was a bit more of skills and maybe not the energy that you'd like to see, but of course coming off a tough weekend, it's understandable. But I thought as the week went on, we had a really good film session on Tuesday, kind of broke it down by position and spent a little bit more time than normal. I thought it was really, really productive. And I thought we had a really good, really strong practices the rest of the week. And like I said, it's they're ready to go. It's we're in the heart of the schedule now. It's a big series, so they're excited for it.
Well, dealing with the adversity of playing in a league like the WCHA, and a lot of people out east might not think that the WCHA is the best one in the country. We all know the truth, but what do you tell your players to kind of keep them focused on, you know, the game at hand rather than think back on the past?
Well, we talked about it right away. We're not going to dwell. We're going to learn and grow, and you get focused for the next weekend. It's, you know, regardless of how the weekend before goes, you know, you got to get focused on your next opponent. And you know, one thing about this league, I don't care who you're playing. Obviously we just played the three top rated teams in the country, but just because we're playing a team that's not in the top three doesn't mean we have to be ready to go. We have to be ready to go today. That's the nature of this league. We know we're playing a very good team. It's got some really good players on it. So it's pretty easy to keep everybody's focus on what's in front of them rather than looking back.
How better is it to be playing here at home? Obviously, your team gets to sleep in their own beds. You've got your routine. But how much is that going to help here today?
Well, hopefully a lot. Right? Hopefully a lot. I mean, that's you always enjoy playing at home. This is a beautiful facility. We're just so fortunate to call it home. And you know, it's going to be an exciting weekend. The men have a game tonight, so we'd much rather play here than being on the road. And you know, after you know, going through what we just went through, it's even that much more important that we're playing here at home tonight.
Let's scout the Mavericks. Who are some of the players that you've had your eyes set on and that you've told your team to kind of be aware of?
Yeah, well, certainly Kelsey King's the first one comes to mind. She just got invited to the U.S.-Canada rivalry series later on in November, and she's always done well against us. She can put the puck in the net. She's got a great shot. Jamie Nelson's back after missing last year. She was the freshman of the year 2 years ago and missed last year because of an injury. We know she's a really quality player. But they have some other, like Brooke Bryant and Claire Buderak. They're just good, solid players that have been around. You know, they're veterans. And they've got some good young talent. The Rasky kid on the back end was a defenseman of the week, I believe, a rookie of the week last weekend. They've got some big veteran defensemen back there, Akrovic, Wempel. They're well coached. John's been around a long time, and it'll be a challenge for sure.
What are some of their tendencies? What are they good at?
Well, they like to get you in the blender in the offensive zone. They've got a really good cycle game, and they get pucks to the net from the point. They're we looked at their last their Friday night game against St. Thomas. They had 14 shots from the blue line, so they'll get pucks to the net and they'll crash the net.
What is it going to take for your team to get a win here today?
Well, we got to play our game first and foremost, Kelly. And you know, it starts with a great start. We got to come out on our toes. And the biggest thing is we've challenged them all week is we need to outwork, outcompete, outbattle them. That's, you know, it starts with winning puck battles. It starts with winning physical battles. We know we have to be prepared in that area, and then we just got to go. We've got a team we feel can get up and down the ice. We want to play our game. We got to get pucks deep and make them play in their zone as much as we can.
Taking a look at your lines here today, obviously you're still short on that defensive side. You've got a couple of injuries, I believe. How is the health of your team?
Well, Maya's out of the lineup again today, again, day by day. Other than that, just again some bumps and bruises that are pretty normal. But we're ready to go with the lineup we have.
Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Budweiser pregame show. We come back, we'll visit with Maya Hedrick. Unfortunately, she's injured, but had a great conversation with the freshman out of Garden River, Ontario. That is next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.